We had a lot of fun with the last group here, but we're going to get a little more serious on this particular interview because this is Tony Kushner's Angels in America, and it's a very serious show with a very serious message. And the Missouri State University Theater and Dance Department presents Angels in America, Part 1, The Millennium Approaches. Sarah Wiggin is directing the show from the MSU Theater and Dance Department. It will be in Craig Hall Coger Theater tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and Sunday the 13th at 2:30 p.m. So you guys are just doing a single weekend run, just three shows. And here to talk about that are two of the student actors, Michael Watterson and Colton Williams. All right, now, this show takes place in the mid-1980s, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
1985, to be exact.
Now, both the Reagan Revolution, of course, that actually started in 1980, and the AIDS epidemic are both well underway, and we're in New York City. Now, tell me what the setup here.
So, this story basically follows, I'd say, mainly five main characters. You have Lewis and Pryor, who are a homosexual couple,
right.
And there's struggles in their relationship, and you have Harper and Joe. I play Joe. Colton here plays Lewis, but and they're a married couple, and they're Mormon, and they have their own struggles as well throughout this show, and then you have Joe's boss, Roy Cohn, who is based off the real life lawyer Roy Cohn, and kind of their relationship, and it's these five characters, and they all have ties to each other, and they all sort of intersect.
Well, the whole point here really is the way the AIDS epidemic just shook up the whole world. Mm-hmm. Certainly shook up the gay community, but it shook up the whole world when it first hit in the 1980s. Tell me about, you're playing Lewis. Tell me about Lewis.
Yeah. Lewis is a homosexual man. He is dating Pryor. He also has an affair with Joe. And he is pretty much the headliner of problems that couples faced after the effects of the AIDS crisis. He is left to deal with, does he stay with his partner? Does he leave his partner with this sickness? Is this, because it's a life sentence, so.
Yeah, right. It's Pryor who discovers he has
mm-hmm.
AIDS.
Yeah.
And, well, Lewis leaves him, and mm-hmm. as you said, he takes up with Joe. Joe is married, is in a heterosexual marriage,
yes.
But his wife is in a valium-induced hallucinogenic state, pretty much.
Oh, yes.
And that's, I'm assuming, the major, one of the major issues that they have.
Absolutely.
And this play, I'm sure people have seen the cable TV version, and there's all kinds of, obviously, very intense historical aspects to this, but there's also kind of a very, I wouldn't call it supernatural, I call it a more spiritual aspect to it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Throughout the course of the show, Pryor is visited by this angel, and kind of the supernatural or spiritual aspects are kind of shown mostly through him and through his portion of the story.
Pryor, or you mean Pryor or the angel, or mm-hmm. both of them?
Yes.
Yeah. There's elements of magical and magic realism,
mm-hmm.
kind of fantasy to it, which Tony Kushner even puts in there that he wants the magic to be exposed. So,
yeah. And there's a certain amount of biting humor.
Mm. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah. There's definitely, there's a lot of heavy content, but there is definitely moments of laughter, you know.
Now, we should say, obviously, the play does contain mature language and content. It is this production by the MSU Theater and Dance Department is being sponsored by the LGBTQ Association, as well as Ozark's Lesbian and Gay Archives, located in the Missouri State Library. And performances, again, of Angels in America will be tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and Sunday the 13th at 2:30 p.m. in Coger Theater. Tickets are $14 for adults, $12 for students and senior citizens, or $8 in advance for students with the MSU ID. How many people are in your cast? You got the five main characters, but
one.
Yeah, but you've got a lot of people who.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'd say around 15 to 20.
Yeah, I would say closer, probably to 20.
Yeah, that's probably accurate.
All right. Now, you've been working on this show for how long? How long have you been in rehearsal?
About 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, were either one of you familiar with the show before getting into this?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I'd read it approximately about a year before.
Okay.
It comes up in our coursework a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
And, all right. How intense is this show to do? you guys have to do your first performance tonight. And I guess you have you done a preview already?
We had a performance last night.
How did that go?
I think it went very well.
I think it was very, very well received.
Yeah.
But again, the level of involvement, intensity, and probably exhaustion have got to be extreme right about now, I would think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mentally taxing.
Yeah, very much so. We were just talking before we came in here about how we were both just after this show, we were both just basically
just want to sleep.
went to sleep. But
unfortunately, the Thanksgiving holiday isn't for another couple of weeks.
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah, but it's so much fun. I wouldn't do anything else.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
no complaints from me.
Yeah. It's a challenge and it's a great, great challenge to have.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Tony Kushner's Angels in America, Part One, The Millennium Approaches. Sarah Wiggin is directing the show. Actually, she's already done her work. Now you guys just have to put it on stage.
Yes,
In Craig Hall Coger Theater tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and Sunday the 13th at 2:30 p.m. For information, call the MSU box office at 836-7678 or visit MissouriStateTIX.com. And you're invited to join the conversation about the show on Twitter at hashtag MSU Angels in America.
Yeah.
Has there been any traffic there already? Or
there has,
yes.
Yeah. There has been some. Yeah, we've received a lot of positive feedback through that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very encouraging.
Well, again, you can call the MSU ticket office at 836-7678. And again, there's only three performances of this show. So, Coker Theater seats about 400, but still, get your tickets as soon as you can. Well, we want to thank the two student actors, Michael Watterson and Colton Williams, for coming in to talk about the show. And good luck with it tonight and tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We'll see you later. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having us.